This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You've seen him on The Five. He is a former congressman from Tennessee and my favorite liberal jousting partner on The Five, Harold Ford. Welcome, Harold. Thank you for joining us this bright Sunday morning. Now, Harold, I wanted to talk to you about Joe Biden. I thought it was important that you and I discuss in a very friendly way how it is that Joe Biden believes that he needs Congress to act before he can do anything at the border. And I'm going to give you, you know, full throttle. Go for it.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on and happy Sunday morning. I'm a believer, as you and I talked and discussed and even debated a little bit, that two things can be right at once. There's no question that once President Biden entered office, that there were a series of initiatives that former President Trump took that President Biden thought was not – he didn't believe that they were constitutional or smart or legally sound at the border, including a Remain in Mexico policy. And it's turned out that some of those things that President Trump did were positive and were working. And you look at now the size and the scale of people coming across and breaching the border day in and day out. And there's some things that I believe President Biden should do in terms of reinstating some of the executive policies and executive orders that President Trump instated. Having said that, I think that President Trump even acknowledged there were things that he could not do by executive order. In fact, no president can do by executive order alone. And when it comes to spending, you need Congress to act as well.
Right.
But I don't believe that President Biden shouldn't act with these executive orders now. And that doesn't preclude Congress from doing what they need to be doing, which is two or three things that we've talked about. We've got to reform this asylum process, and it takes Congress to do that. We've got to allocate more resources to help our Border Patrol agents reinstate, or should say enforce a reversal of catch and release, because if you're going to do that, you need more people there at the border to do that. And our states are going to need more resources to help them. I'm also relieved and encouraged to hear mayors across the country, including our own mayor here in New York, say that this sanctuary city policy posture has to end. And it's going to take reversals like that for us to be able to solve this problem, or at least get to a point where we don't have the kind of problems that we have at our border, and we are able to reverse the tragedy that happened in Georgia and tragedies that are happening across the country with illegal migrants here committing crimes. We've got to figure out ways in which to curb that, if not to stop that.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Harold Ford, is that you say that you would reverse the catch and release. And obviously, I think that is very, very sound, and that's something we need to do. But you attach to that we need more people to actually do that. What about the people from Venezuela? Venezuela says, we're not going to take them, so you're stuck with them. How do we send them back?
I mean, at some point, this argument here that we're having, unfortunately, we're having not you and I, but I think the country and the politicians are having a huge political argument. But then when we drill down into the details and try to understand what answers should be, some of the answers are going to be uncomfortable and hard, but we're going to have to enforce them. I am as concerned about, we've seen the number of Chinese migrants into the country increase. I don't know how that's happening.
And Harold Ford, let me just interrupt you for a second. We had 452 Chinese come in a 3-day period, which was more than came in the year before. And this administration has reduced the questions of the Chinese illegals, you call them migrants, from 40 to 5 without any explanation.
Assume that it's not good. And we have to be willing to say no and shut our border down to ensure that the security and safety of the country. Look, when my only point I was trying to make was that some of these questions are going to be hard, and some of the answers are going to be uncomfortable to enforce. But we have a border and a country to protect. And I've watched these 60 Minute specials and others that show, to your point, Judge, about the number of people who are coming in from China. It's a bewildering thing. And yeah, my hunch is that it's not good. And whether it's good or bad, we shouldn't be accepting people whom we don't know. You mentioned, I think, rightly on the show, the kind of security measures and the kind of identification measures we should be taking, or steps we should be taking to be able to monitor people. It takes money to do that. In an executive order, you can't do that. You need Congress to act.
Harold Ford, my buddy. You know that Joe Biden doesn't even care what the Supreme Court says about student loans. Come on.
Some of that he can judge by law. I mean, he can't. Obviously, the Supreme Court said that hundreds of billions of dollars that he wanted to relieve, he couldn't do it without Congress acting. And this is the same example. I'm glad you mentioned that, because he cannot allocate more resources without Congress acting. The Constitution requires the Congress to act when it comes to spending. Look, I would have this position if it were a Democrat running the Congress. They would have to act. It doesn't matter to me who's running it. The truth of the matter is we need to subtract and divorce some of the politics from this and get to the policy. And if the Republicans in Congress want Biden to act first, I think that's juvenile, but the president should go ahead and act. And if the president wants Congress to act first, you know, he's the executive. He should act first and ask them to follow suit. But I think it's unfair for people to criticize one side and not be equally critical of the other.
Yeah, but you know what, Harold, it comes down to, you know, forget about, we just have to stop this. And the way Donald Trump stopped it, it was effective. And then you recall, Harold Ford, that when Greg Abbott started sending the illegals up north, everyone said, oh, it's a political stunt. It's this, it's that. And all of a sudden, the country started realizing what the South has been, the southern border states have been dealing with. And, you know, so at some point, we've got to recognize that if you stop them from coming in, then we don't have to put as much money into it. Just build the wall. And Abbott's doing it with buoys in the water. And you're going to tell me, and rightfully so, Harold, that the Supreme Court is allowing the federal government to cut the razor wire that Abbott put up in Texas. But in December, Texas had 71,000 illegals come through Eagle Pass. And in December, and then in January, it was 17,000. I mean, that's just with a few barriers. We don't need a lot of money for that. Do we?
I think we need more. I think we need more than you think, and more importantly, it takes Congress to act on that. Look, I don't disagree with a lot you're saying. I thought what Governor Abbott did when he was shipping these migrants around the country was not only a political stunt, but it was a smart policy move, because it forced the country to understand that in many ways we're all border states, and the kind of challenges that we here in New York City are facing, and even back in my home state of Tennessee, what they're facing, are real, and there are real consequences as a result. So, again, the politics of it, I don't quite understand why those who are elected, there are 435 people in Congress, and really it's only a handful, really 10 that have the power to bring it to the floor and to vote on it. Why they won't do their job? And then there's a guy in the White House who can reinstate some of these executive orders. I hope to visit the leading candidates for the presidency took over the last several days will cause them to act differently. And I say President Trump, although he's not in office, we can't move beyond the idea, and you have to factor in the idea that President Trump has told some in the Congress, Republicans in Congress, not to vote for a border deal because it might benefit President Biden.
Harold. But the truth is they were allowing 5,000 a day. And that's baloney. You know it, and I know it. That's 35,000 a week. But anyway, Harold, I just want to ask you. You know, when you were talking about the bill, do you miss being in Congress, Harold Ford?
I love when I was in Congress. I don't know how much I would love being there right now, just because I think that the people who approach these things like I do, at least from afar, I'm not there, so I don't mean to be critical of people, but I just don't think that they're as interested in solving problems as I thought I was when I was there, and I know how I am now. I would be frustrated if I were there right now.